Hi, good morning and welcome to Seek Sustainable Japan. I'm JJ Walsh, your host in Hiroshima, and today I am joined by the amazing Chizuka Tachibana of Ryoko Ohana. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. Now, we had the chance to meet at the Japan Travel Awards because yes. You were the grand prize winner this year. Yay! Congratulations. How difficult was it, or the process of applying for the Japan Travel Awards? How did you hear about it? How did you know to apply?
You know, we are very unique, you know, a ryokan, and it's hard to have original story to make, you know, by ourselves. So when we got the prize, we are very proud of ourselves, what we did, you know, in these years, especially after the COVID-19. So like,
are you looking for opportunities to apply for contests, or because you are doing crowdfunding, you are doing renovations, you are investing so much time in a good English website, so I'm sure maybe it was part of the process, right?
Yes, that's true. You know, not many people knows about Ohana, so we want to introduce what a great place to visit, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And you're doing such wonderful work. We'll talk about while we talk in this talk show. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for joining. You have such a long history of the Tachibana family in Japan, which we want to start talking about first. Mm-hmm. I love this family photo.
Oh, thank you.
Are you in this photo?
No. my grandparents and my father's brother and sisters.
I love how in some old Japanese photos, everyone is so serious, but in this photo, everyone is smiling. Everyone is so happy. It's such a beautiful photo.
Thank you.
So these were your grandparents, and they were the ones who came back and started Ryoko Ohana. Is that right? Really started it as a business.
Yes, that's true.
So was that Akinori Tachibana?
No, Kazuo Tachibana. Ayako, yes, 16th generation of Tachibana family.
Okay, so Ayako and Kazuo Tachibana.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Wonderful. Yeah. And so your grandparents, you said?
Yes.
So your mother or father is in the picture?
Father.
Which one is your father?
The left one.
On the left side?
On the left side, you know, he doesn't have a kind of bald.
He has the short hair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Now, the first person, kind of, you have your own museum at Ryoko Ohana to mm-hmm. document your connections to the lords. Now, this was Muneshige Tachibana, yes. 400 years ago, who mm-hmm. was the lord in your area. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, true.
And so in the museum, would you have some samurai armor and things connected to that time?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We have like over 2,000 items in the museum. It's very rare to have private museum, only just one family.
Yeah, that's amazing. Let me see. I have some photos of the museum, but maybe we'll see them later. This next photo, is the castle in the area?
Yes. You know, we used to have a castle in this hometown called Yanagawa. But our family used to live in the castle. But during the time of Fifth Lord of Sadayoshi, the family grew size and the castle alone became too small to have everyone. So in 1738, he built a separate residence near the castle for the family to live in. The residence became the foundation, what is now Ohana. So, you know, our family used to live in castle, actually, but we moved to our own private residence in fifth generation.
Wow. And my husband, who loves history, he's a Japanese history buff, he was excited to read some of the old history with me of your legacy and how Tachibana Muneshige, he was with Hideyoshi, one of the famous leaders, and then he was also accepted by the Tokugawa, and how rare that was.
Wow.
That at the time, of course, he was a rival, and then he was part of the ruling team for the Edo period, right? It's very interesting.
Yes. So he was the only one daimyo who moved back to same Yanagawa as a feudal lord. Since then, the family stayed in Yanagawa for generations. So we can't live without Yanagawa.
And then it sounds like your family history for a while, maybe after the post-war, your family had moved away and worked with the Imperial Family Forest Management and then came back to the area, right?
Yes.
And then started local fruit farms. It sounds like your, great-grandfather, Akinori, he made the local mandarin orange famous in your area.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, in 14th generation at his time, we became a nobility instead of a feudal lord or daimyo. So then during the time of 14th lord, after he called Tomoharu, he stayed at guest house and main residence were built in 1910. These buildings, which still stand today, are the oldest remaining structure on the property and have been designated as a cultural heritage site. So here is the here's the person who started this ryokan building.
So this is Tomoharu?
Yes, he is Tomoharu.
And he was the one who also started a lot of agriculture research in your area. Right. This is all from your amazing website, by the way.
Thank you.
You invested a lot of effort and money into making a really good English history on your website. I really appreciate that. I think it's an important part of your brand, right? Because your brand is about your family and the family history.
Yes.
And it's nice you have a museum, so maybe you have access to a lot of this information and photos. But of course, during the war, a lot of the historical areas, historical houses, a lot of the family history was hidden or lost. So it's amazing that you were able to preserve so much of the information and, of course, artifacts like samurai armor and things as well. Was it difficult to get the museum things together?
Of course. But fortunately, you know, Yanagawa didn't get a big earthquake or a big battle in World War II, so that we saved everything, almost everything that we could have a personal museum now.
Okay, that's wonderful. And then this old photo is so interesting. I love everybody's hats. Like everybody the picture, it's a very old black and white photo, but everyone in the picture has very unique, interesting hats. Some of them have like a cowboy hat. Some of them have like South American style hat. Some of them have a fedora. What are we looking at in this picture? This is lovely.
Oh, thank you. You know, it happened in 1910. The time is like Meiji period. Is the time to get a culture from outside of Japan. So, you know, we started to accept the Western culture at the time. Like Japanese and Western side, so mixed.
Yeah, I love that. Mm. I love going through museums and you learn things like, oh, wow, this maybe because of the trade or the importing, this became fashionable at this time. Even in Hiroshima, our famous A-bomb dome, which was made in 1915, it looks very European, right? Yes. So a lot of European culture, other cultures were coming in the early 1900s, maybe same in your area, right?
Yes, that's true.
And then this picture, this is the couple who came back, Kazuo and Ayako, is that right?
Yes, they're my grandparents.
And they were the ones who really started the business as a yote. So kind of a restaurant and entertainment house. Is that right?
That's right. Ayako, my grandmother, was an only child and was raised as a princess. However, after World War II, Japan ended the nobility system to support an estate and six children. You saw them, right?
Yeah.
She and my grandfather Kazuo made the bold decision to transform the Ohana estate into a ryokan. So at the time, you know, the people got shocked because, you know, princess became the owner of ryokan. Nobody could believe.
I know. I love that part of the history on the website where it says locals thought it was so shocking that someone of the nobility would become in the service industry to wait on other people, not to be waited on. And that it would be such an embarrassment to your family if the business failed, right?
That's right. But, you know, younger couple, they didn't know how to raise the children except, you know, during those ryokan. If they started, you know, ryokan, we lost everything. And the Tachibana family won't be here now.
That must have been a very difficult transition for them. But they were already working with the imperial family for forestry. So it wasn't like it was their first job. But, you know, changing from being waited on to being the one to provide hospitality is definitely a big switch. I love this picture of the old entertainment, women dancing in kimono. They're playing the Japanese banjo or the shamisen. Is that right?
Yes. You know, in the middle, she is my grandmother, and they're singing the guy just next to the second side of the left. And he is my grandfather.
Oh, and they, that's fabulous.
They were so, entertainer, and they're enjoying what they do.
Yeah, that's great. So they were entertainers as well as running the ryote or the entertainment and eating house. Do you still do this kind of dance event or music event? I know that you have different kinds of events throughout the year. It would be wonderful to see this still happening.
Right, but you know, we don't. I don't dance anymore.
You used to dance, and not now.
No.
How about singing? Did you grow up as an entertainer, singing or dancing?
No. I'm a normal person, not like my grandmother.
But that would be lovely to see, because the main room is such a big, beautiful open room and so beautifully renovated. That's the room you're sitting in now, right?
It's it's not the big banquet hall, but one of the small ryote room.
I see. This is a view from the outside.
Yes.
Looking over the pond in the middle and the gardens into the buildings. Now, which building was it that you just did a renovation, big renovation last year?
No, you saw the fourth level of the hotel. The hotel we renovated last year. We have 20 rooms, so it's not that big. This is a renovation of banquet hall, Japanese banquet hall, which built in 1910. We renovated this banquet hall 2016, so which is after 100 years.
Wow. Do you find that the structures need renovation at least every 100 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And since Japan has a many earthquake, so we have to protect not to broken if we get the earthquake attack.
Yeah. So let's go back in history a little bit. We'll talk more about the renovation later. And you're okay. Doing crowdfunding, which is so important now. When you took over for your grandmother as the CEO, was that a big decision for you? Like suddenly to decide, okay, I will continue the family legacy. I will continue running the business.
My father is the second brother, not first son, second son in this family, and he was so unique, and he was so entertainment like my grandfather, and he took over his business from grandparents, so it's like normal thing to take care of this. Business. Our family born, in this Ohana. So since then, it's very normal to see many guests every day. And I'm not sure any other business like businessman or I was born as a member of ryokan. How do I say?
Yeah, you grew up. You grew up in the business. So it became maybe natural to you that you would run the business eventually.
Right.
As a child, did you enjoy being part of the business? Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know some hotel families in other countries, and the children grow up learning about being polite and taking care of guests. And I'm sure you're very the same, right?
Right. So I'm not too much thinking about what the hospitality is. Very, natural to come up.
Yeah. And then during COVID would have been a very challenging time, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Did you have to close for a while?
Yes, we had to close for a while. And, before COVID-19, I really spoke about it being the 18th generation, descendant of the Tachibana family, or shared my family's history. And however, I realized that the fact that Ohana is still running by direct descent is truly unique value. So I became active in sharing our story, and it created a paid experience around the living history. We changed it so much.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. You've done a wonderful job. Here's the main big room where you have performances. Mm-hmm. What a very beautifully renovated room, but also you're keeping the traditions and the traditional Japanese culture of buildings. Are mm-hmm. are you changing it in any way to make it more comfortable? So, for example, you're adding air conditioning or heating units, yes. insulation, modern toilets. This is something Alex Kerr, who's a Japanologist, who often talks about. You have to bring the old places into the modern relevance. You have to make it comfortable, but yes. you want to keep the traditional aesthetic. Have you found that balance?
Yes, yes. It's very fun to have a comfortable but traditional. And we also, of course, we added the air condition, but can't see. We had to hide them.
Yeah, it takes a design strategy mm-hmm. to hide them. And then mm-hmm. you have these beautiful lanterns.
Yes.
This room, for example, is much more like a maybe Taisho or Showa theme, but that's also part of Japan's traditions, right?
Mm-hmm. This is our hotel lobby. We just renovated it last year. We wanted to make before we renovated it, the hotel was like very Showa style, very different type of, traditional building. But after the renovated, you can see the same history level between old building and new building.
Yeah. Oh, we just had a great comment on YouTube. Thank you for joining. And they ask a very important question. What does ohana mean? Does it mean family like in Hawaii? Which, of course, is something I mentioned to you. And it's wonderful that it has
right.
the meaning, right? But it actually means flower,
mm-hmm.
right?
Flower, yes. Ohana means flower in Japanese. And this area used to be flower field in Edo period. So the flower everywhere. So this residence named Ohana by people. People used to call Ohana in this residence.
Do you still have some of the original flowers that were in the area?
Yes, yes, we do.
Can you tell me? Sakura, okay, so cherry blossom.
Cherry blossom and shobu.
Shobu. What color is it? What does it look like?
Purple.
Purple one. Nice.
It's a city flower. Yanagawa city flower.
Okay.
And also, the garden has only pine tree, but next this garden, you will see many flowers.
Yeah, we're seeing a picture now of the pond and all the greenery, all the beautiful
yes.
pine trees. And this is part of a big crowdfunding effort you're doing now to restore the health of the pine trees in the garden, right? That's a big project.
Yes. Yes. This is a breakfast on the board.
It's beautiful. So this is a very unique feature that you're offering for your guests is mm-hmm. to book a special canal riverboat breakfast.
Yes. Yanagawa is very famous for canal. We have a 930 kilometers canals in the city. So
this is at night.
At night. So every different season, we have a different type of boat. This is moon watching in autumn. Tsukimi bune.
Yeah. And you can, in the picture here, you can see the moon reflected mm-hmm. in the canal as well.
That's
now,
right.
Now, tell me about this bridge that we're looking at in the back of the picture. Is that as a part of Yokan Ohana or is that in their local area?
The bridge is connected to Ohana and the public, I mean, the, this is a back gate of Ohana.
So it's both public and part of the facility. And that shows that you are making such a wonderful contribution to your local area by renovating your facility. It's not just a private hotel. It's much bigger access for the area people, right?
Since, you know, our family live in Yanagawa over 400 years, we are not only Ohana owner, but also the, you know, making the city. Ohana is one part of the Yanagawa city, not only, you know, the original ryokan. So we always think about what we have to do to Yanagawa, always connected to city.
And I think, like we talked about before, that balance between the modern comfort and the traditional aesthetic and preserving culture. Here's one of the rooms. And you can see, is it more modern bed style? But you still have the traditional sliding wooden windows and doors. The ceiling is kind of a combination of Western and traditional. So beautifully redesigned.
Thank you. You know, our Ohana is surrounded by moat canal. So you won't see tall building around the, you know, whole area. You will see just what we saw before 100 years.
I love all the use of traditional tile. Japanese traditional tile is so beautiful, and it's traditionally made still, and it lasts such a long time.
Yes.
Now, this building is a little different from my image of like a traditional Japanese minka or kominka. Tell us a little bit about this building.
Okay. You know, in 14th generation, we became the nobility. So when we became the nobility, we have to make build those kind of banquet hall to invite emperor.
So this was more a reflection of the time in terms of how the architecture trend or fashion of the time to build the style, right? Is this also traditional tile on the roof, but the building is made of wood? Is that right?
That's true.
And then the green, is that copper, like a type of metal?
Metal, yes. Metal. Do wa nandake?
I think copper.
Yeah. Copper.
Yeah, these words are difficult in different languages. And then looking at, I think we saw this room already, but then even at night, you can have this beautiful garden view and these really beautiful lanterns next to the seating. So the lighting in the room is so nice and soft. And then, of course, a perfect situation to drink some local sake, I imagine.
Yeah, people who stay there at Ohana, we want to feel like, you know, there are prince and princess, and feel like you time strip to 100 years ago.
I love that. What is the design on the lantern? Is that the family crest?
That's true. Exactly.
So when does that go back to? Does that go back to Muneshige 400 years ago?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a really unique family crest, isn't it?
Very like westernized.
It's almost like hair.
Right.
I love it. Now, of course, as part of a ryotei or a restaurant, entertainment, yokan, the food is such an important element for your customers. So talk about your chef and the kinds of food you have a little bit.
Oh, you know, we're very close to Ariake Bay. So we use Ariake Bay's very unique fish or like, you know, rice, vegetable, many things from our this area. This is called Unagi no Seiro Mushi, which is eel, steamed eel.
Is this eel. Freshwater eel or ocean eel? Is it anago or unagi?
Unagi.
Okay.
Oh, you said it, freshwater unagi. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And then some of your other food, like I love all of the plates and the bowls and the containers are so beautiful. Is this lacquer?
Lacquer, yes. Lacquer.
This is lacquer and then local pottery.
Right,
you have such
right.
a beautiful collection.
Oh, thank you. Yes, you know, Kyushu and Fukuoka is very famous for pottery. Like, and Saga is very nearby. So our family had many Arita yaki, Imari yaki, over 400 years.
Wow. And those, for people who are not aware, those are some of the more famous types of pottery and porcelain makers around Japan.
Yes.
Wonderful that you're continuing that part of cultural preservation and tradition as well. It's not just things you have, but you're supporting other local businesses as well, right?
Of course.
That's a part of traditional Japanese business. But a lot of people who visit Japan, they have never heard of the idea of sampoyoshi. And I believe long-running family businesses like yours, you have that understanding of sampoyoshi, the idea of taking care of the larger community as a part of doing good business, right?
Right. Not only guests, but also employee
and then the local people. So it's a wonderful way to do business.
So not sampoyoshi, yonpoyoshi.
Yonpoyoshi, I love it. And then I always, because I'm focused on sustainable businesses, sustainable travel, I really think of sampoyoshi or yonpoyoshi, four points, as the precursor or the traditional sustainable business style, of course, right?
Yes.
Now, speaking of sustainable business, it looks like the shampoo and the body soap is all refillable containers, so you have less waste. Is this also a product like locally made?
Yes, locally made from Fukuoka. You know, since we have a long canals, over 2,000 years now, we have to take care of this water also. The oldest part of these canals date back 2,000 years ago. You know, they were dug by hand over centuries. Even though Yanagawa is close to Ariake Sea, it is harder to get fresh water. And canals became the main sources of water in daily life. That's the beginning of, you know, canals. So the canals are also important in flood preventions. The city has about 1,500 sluice gates to regulate water flow. These gates let rainwater to drain into the sea and prevent flooding.
So also, of course, your products you're using,
right?
To be gentle or safe to go
That's
back
right.
to nature
right.
in the canal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's so important. And of course, something every business in Japan should do, but unfortunately not everybody does. So it's really nice to see that you're really thinking about the circularity of the business, not just what happens in your buildings, but what happens after people use things, right?
You know, if you don't think about sustainability, our family won't be here over 400 years.
That's right. And you want to be here for at least another 100 years or more, right?
That's true.
Now, you have some really unique, beautiful local products. This is your family crest, again, in a tenugui or a cotton reusable towel, very popular as you collect, as you travel around Japan. I know a lot of people who love this. And then
you see the calligraphy written Ohana in hiragana, this letter from my grandmother.
Oh, very nice. So that's the simplified Japanese characters written Ohana on it. Everything I've seen so far is so lovely. Now, you have some special events coming up this year. In September, you have this NOH, no performance, right?
We saw the Japanese banquet hall before. If you take off the tatami in the grand hall, you will see the no stage. It's very popular to have a no stage in Daimyo House.
Oh, the costumes are just so beautiful. And it looks like you allow people to try the masks and the costumes as well as part of the event. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. You know, Daimyo family used to support not only no player, but you know, the culture, art, everything at the time. But now, you know, not many people support them anymore. So our family decided to support them again.
It looks like a really beautiful place to have this performance. How long does it last? How many hours?
Oh, not long at all. 1:30, less than 2 hours.
That's not so bad. Yeah, I've seen some no performance like in Miyajima Island, and they do all day.
Yeah, sometimes they do.
But most people just keep moving, you know. But if you're gonna sit and watch, 90 minutes sounds perfect to me. Okay. And then you have a special event coming up in August.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about this special summer event. Now, for people, wait, let me just give a background. For people from outside Japan, in summer, it's so hot. And so the idea is to be scared a little bit makes you feel cooler. Is that right?
That's true. Exactly.
So this is kind of a scary event, right?
It's not true. Yes. Yes. Every summer we host a special nighttime event called Kikai Yako. It started about 5 years ago as a night viewing experience. The event is inspired by traditional yokai picture skulls from the Edo period, which are preserved at the Tachibana Museum. Inside a historic cultural property building, we display lanterns decorated with yokai illustrations. These lanterns are traditional crafts made by Ito Gonjiro Shoten, a workshop in Yame with over 200 years of the history. Yame is very nearby. The space feels a little mysterious, but are also very quiet and beautiful, like stepping into a world that you've never seen before.
I love it. And it looks like the perfect place to hang these lanterns and create this beautiful, but a little bit scary and mysterious atmosphere to give you that chill so you can survive the hot summer. Now, I mentioned before we started that I have talked with Hiroko Yoda and Matt Hunt, and they wrote a series of books in English called Yokai Attack, or Monster Attack. Or so yokai is kind of a not always bad, not always good, mysterious kind of monster, kind of ghost in between different worlds. But like you said, they have such a long tradition of use in Japan to keep away bad luck and to bring in the good luck, right?
That's right.
Which, do you know the name of the yokai on this lantern?
Don't ask me now.
Sorry, you can tell me later. But this is a beautiful one. And you said the lanterns are also quite old. They're vintage, right?
There is later is very new. I mean, the idea of yokai is very old, but the lantern is made just a few years ago.
I see. Okay. And then let's talk about your crowdfunding.
Okay.
Because the crowdfunding project is such a new big push to restore these beautiful pine trees that surround the entire gardens of your facility, right?
Yes.
So how much are you trying to raise? Is it 5 million yen?
5 million yen. Yes.
And just started?
Yes, it just started. We're doing until the end of the May.
So when we look at the pine trees in the crowdfunding, you can see that some of the pine trees need a little bit of support. What happens? They become too dry if they're not taken care of?
It's very taken care of, but you know, in Japan we losing the professional people who can maintain the pine tree. So we need many people to take care of these pine tree, since we have over 115 pine tree in this garden, which means we need over 200 people to support.
Wow. We have a wonderful garden here in Hiroshima, which also has over 150 pine trees. And the gardeners say they need 3 days on each tree.
That's true.
Right? So if you need to give 3 days for each tree and you have 150 trees, that's going to take most of the year. So it needs a lot of support and funding to keep these trees so beautiful, right?
If we lose those pine trees, we cannot never make this garden again.
Yeah. And when a pine tree is healthy, like in this photo, you can see just how beautiful it is.
Yes.
Gorgeous. I've also visited many bonsai craftspeople. And the bonsai craftspeople say the gardeners and them, they often use the same techniques. So if the pine tree is in the ground, it's a regular pine tree, but you maintain the branches to go up and to have that beautiful balance in the same way as if it was in a pot, like a bonsai, right?
We need more people to support.
Yes. Do you also have bonsai inside your facility?
No, we don't. I mean, pine tree is good enough.
Just in the garden is enough, yeah? Let's talk about some of the awards that you give for people who donate.
Okay.
So, for example, I saw this was interesting. This is a tree where you're using the pine as a kind of natural dye to make the t-shirts, right?
Yes. We are very famous. We have a very famous logo, Aizome Indigo dyeing nearby. So we will make dyeing using the pine tree from our garden.
That's wonderful. I love indigo, and I hadn't heard of pine, using pine for a natural dye. What a unique idea. I think that's a great gift to give back to people who donate. This one, I think it would be popular for people to know about. And this is in Japanese, but you do have an English version of your crowdfunding that was just launched, right? Congratulations. So I will put the link to that below. But here you have, if people donate 100,000 yen, they can have a two-person stay at the hotel, including breakfast, which is a wonderful prize.
Yes, thank you. And I mean, we can offer, you know, the private guide, tour guide in speaking English.
Oh, how fun. Is that you? Are you the private guide speaking English?
I'm the special plan.
Oh, you're the special plan. Yes, yes, I saw that. That's a different plan. Yes. One other thing I noticed, you offer a Japanese style afternoon tea. Right. Can you tell us what we're looking at in the photo? This looks lovely.
Oh, thank you. You know, they can have an afternoon tea in individual, you know, the Japanese room where I'm sitting now. And you can, you know, relax and feel like, you know, you're the princess or prince. Spending the, like, 2 hours or more than 2 hours, you know, using individual room.
That sounds lovely. So you have some matcha, Japanese green powdered tea, and you have some Japanese sweets, wagashi sweets, as well as more salty, crunchy snack types. Is that a glass of wine I see?
Yes. You know, Yamecha is very famous Japanese tea, which is very our area. So you have a different type of not only matcha, but also gyokuro, oolong tea, very different type of tea you can enjoy.
That's so nice. We'll give the link to the crowdfunding and your website, which people can access. There's also an audio guide for the information about your business, which is very interesting and done in beautiful English as well, by a local narrator, I imagine. That was a really nice project. Was that recently done, the audio guide?
Yes, we started it in COVID-19, so like 4 years ago sometime.
Yeah, I've seen that same app. Is it like a trip for different destinations around Japan? That's a nice idea.
To know more, you know, history, you will one of the fun of the place. So we want to introduce more true history to make more fans.
Yeah. No, it's brand building, right? It's everything that you're doing and everything you're talking about. Even the crowdfunding is a good part of your branding.
That's right. I mean, you know, we wanted to know how to take care of those pine tree just one company. That's, we want to share how to take care of those old buildings, but we don't want to lose those history heritage. Once we lost them, if my family don't take care of those facilities, heritage, if we pass, you know, someone who has a rich, who has, you know, many money, doesn't mean to take care of after 100 years.
That's right. And we see that too often, right? if the traditional land is sold, you have no control over what the next buyer will do.
That's
maybe
right.
They think we want a parking lot. We don't want the garden.
That's
and
right.
They cover it, that would just break everyone's heart. But it happens too much, right?
Mm.
Now, another beautiful thing I know about gardens with lots of pine trees is traditionally they would wrap the pine tree in winter with the straw around the base. Now, you're more south than we are. Do the gardeners also wrap in straw? No.
No.
And then in north, in colder areas, they do some kind of like umbrella support, right? So you're in a more warm, traditionally warm area.
You know, we get snow few days in the year.
So it's basically like a very mild winter and then quite a hot summer. Is that right there?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But you have the canals. So do you find that the canals bring the breezes and it's a little bit cooler near the water?
Yes. And, you know, in summer, we offer the night gondola, night, you know. So you can enjoy the fireworks on the boat. Or
That sounds good. And another nice feature of the gondola is it's a gondola. So he's punting, or the staff are punting using a stick, not an engine. So you are also maintaining the sound of nature, the quiet.
Yes.
That's an important part of the experience.
Yes.
Have you tried when you were growing up? Did you try punting the boat yourself?
Very hard. If I punt, I just go circle, never go forward.
Is that so? There's so many elements of your inn where you are preserving the traditions.
Mm-hmm.
You are collaborating with local traditional businesses like people who maintain the tatami mats, the shoji doors.
Right.
There's a lot of elements and connections to other businesses that I think a lot of people don't realize, right?
Probably, yes.
Are you noticing less of the connected businesses? So, for example, in our area, when we wanted new tatami, it was a little more difficult to find a tatami maker now than 10 years ago.
Right. That's true. You know, realizing the professional, you know, each area. But if we lost the, you know, the gondola, how do I say?
Gondola punter.
Punter. We don't have any boat experience anymore. And if we lose the tatami, you know, painter, we don't have a tatami anymore. So we have to make their business also.
Yes. So what you're doing every time you renovate, every time you hire a new gardener or a new punter, you're also preserving that culture because they are teaching the future artisan, the future craftsperson, right?
Yes, exactly.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's important also to talk about because a lot of people don't realize that these traditions, these workshop. We don't have workshops. We don't have craftsmen workshops or training schools anymore. So traditional businesses like yours are such an important reason to keep the traditions alive, right?
Yes. So this time the foundation, crowdfunding, we also offer the workshop of, you know, pine tree cutting.
I love that. I saw that one. So you get to spend some time with a professional pine tree gardener and yes. to learn some of the skills, right?
Yes, yes.
And you must have some very old trees in the garden.
Yeah, the palm trees, they're over 200 years now.
I was at a bonsai studio and he was working on a 300-year-old tree and he was teaching us how to trim it and said, okay, you try. And I said, no, that's too much pressure. That's a 300-year-old beautiful tree. I don't want to make any problem. But, you know, he was teaching us and he said, don't worry, I'll teach you well. And, you know, we need to pass on that knowledge. So we need people to try. But these are such important trees, right?
Yes.
Have you tried? Are you a gardener?
Oh, no. I'm so scared to, you know, touch them.
That's why we support professionals, right? So, Chizuka, we just have about 5 more minutes. Is there a message that you would like to tell people first? Can you give some advice to other traditional businesses that want to appeal to more international visitors? Like you gave a short speech at the Japan Travel Awards, kind of similar.
And my mission is, you know, preserve and pass on this one of a kind authentic history to future generations. So it's we have to talk more about our history and we have to show how we protect those buildings. I think I told you before, I wasn't a good speaker about our family history before COVID-19, but I realized to keep this building after 100 years, we have to talk about our family, not only family history, but also how we take care of Ohana. And, you know, our staffs, everybody loves Ohana so much. So if you come to Ohana, you'll feel like why Ohana has been over 400 years, because not only our family, but also everybody who supported Ohana loves Ohana. So it's time to promote Japan heritage, which we don't want to lose them. You will see real Japan still here in Yanagawa, and Yanagawa is no over tourism at all.
and people are looking for that. People really want that now. So many visitors to Hiroshima, they say, we don't want to be around any crowds. We want to go to the back streets. We want to see the less famous, but still beautiful and still important sites. And so out of the top golden triangle places like yours, is so important and so appealing.
Yeah, so, and it also our staff push our guests to go to local restaurant, not only staying Ohana, but also, you know, we want people to walk around Yanagawa City and talk with the local people and go to local restaurant.
That's wonderful. I am coming in June to stay for 2 nights with my sister. We're having a girls' weekend. but we're so excited to stay at a women-owned business. Preserving Japanese traditional culture. And also, thank you so much for offering vegan, vegetarian options for eating. Sometimes still in Japan, places say, no, we can't do vegan, vegetarian at a traditional inn. So I'm so glad that your chef is willing to be flexible.
Yes. And we also offer the Western style of breakfast or, you know, we accept any request as much as we can.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you for everything you do. And thank you so much for joining this talk show. And thank you, everybody, for watching. And even if you're watching on a replay, If you have a question or comment, please make sure to write it below. And myself or Chizuka-san will answer your questions and get back to you. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great day. Thank you, Chizuka.
Thank you.